What's the S stand for?
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast. My name is Nick Sherman. This is episode 6 with Olivia Lydia of oliveforgreens.com. We sat and talked about her own health and fitness journey of losing 50 pounds in about a year and being mostly plant-based, and how she lost it, how that transitioned to her starting her own blog and Instagram food diary just for her, and transitioning to that becoming her business. We talked about her starting her blog and her website, what it means for the future of Olive for Greens, and how her own health and fitness journey helped build and change her life to how it is now in the last 4 to 5 years. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think. Again, we are sitting down talking to Olivia Lydia of oliveforgreens.com. This is the One Life, One You podcast, episode 6. I'm here with Olivia of oliveforgreens.com and Instagram and YouTube.
Yes, a little bit of Facebook.
Intro yourself. Tell people who you are, what you do, how you live.
How I live?
Well, maybe not that far.
Oh, right. Olivia Lydia started Olive for Greens 4 years ago. It's a plant-based website that I started when I embarked on this get healthy, better me journey. I started it because maybe I shouldn't get into that yet.
No, go. Okay. That's my first thing. Go ahead. You can go. Okay. When you started, you say you started 4 years ago.
Yep.
And you started because it was part of your weight loss health journey?
Yeah.
How much weight did you lose?
It was a total of 50 pounds,
okay.
I would say. Yeah.
How long did that take?
I would say it took about a year to get like the full 50 off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you straight go from like eating meats and stuff to straight cut off going plant-based from day one?
Yes and no. I always say that I weaned it off a bit. So I knew that I wanted to do it, but I didn't think I could do it.
Okay.
And so I guess now we can start from the beginning.
Yes.
So back in my whole life, I was overweight my entire life. I was always the chubby kid in the group. I was always the chubby friend in the group.
Okay.
And, it was just, I didn't care. It was just how it was. And then I took a trip to paradise, to Tahiti. And when I came home, I'm like excited. I'm like, gotta look at these beautiful photos. And I felt like, who is that person in the picture? It was me. And I was like, oh my God, when did I gain so much weight? I mean, I was like, maybe I should buy a scale, like, cause I have no idea how much I weigh. So when you get on the scale and you're 5'6" and you're over 200 pounds, that's a problem, you know? So.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 25, I want to say. 25? Yeah. And I got really depressed. I was like, what is happening to my life? So shortly after, I said, well, you know, I got to do something. So I'm sitting down, I'm on the couch, I'm watching TV, and a Weight Watchers commercial comes on, and I'm like, Weight Watchers, that doesn't work.
You can curse this.
No, I don't want to. I'm like, that crap doesn't work. So I'm like, I'm going to try it anyway, because if it works, then I'll lose weight. If it doesn't, well, they have like a 30-day guarantee.
Yeah.
So after 30 days, I actually did lose weight. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. So as I'm doing it and a couple months go by, I started reading this book. And my cousin actually put me on. She works at Barnes & Noble. And it's called Beauty Detox Solution by Kimberly Snyder.
Okay.
And I'm reading this book and I'm like, this lady's crazy. Like, she wants me to give up cheese. She wants me to give up meat. She's talking about better digestion. Like, what is that? Like, it was so bizarre to me. It was very foreign because I'm a cheese fanatic. And, I didn't know how to cook without meat. So anyway, I'm still doing Weight Watchers. I'm reading this book. And then as I'm doing Weight Watchers, and I don't know if anybody knows about it, but at the time, and this was back in 2013, I was like, it was 0 points for fruits and vegetables. Pretty sure that's how it was. So I'm starting to, at this point, to transition. I'm trying to wean out meat. So then I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do it a couple days a week, and then I'll have 0 points, and I can like eat all my points elsewhere, if that ever makes sense. And so it got to the point where I said, I'm gonna stop Weight Watchers because I'm way under my points. I pretty much have an idea what I can and cannot eat.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm gonna be a vegetarian. So I did it. So that was me weaning off meat doing Weight Watchers.
Okay.
So then that was from February to about June. So then in June was the last time I had meat, and I'll never forget. I was at a baby shower, and the only two options, I had been about a week without meat. The only two options were chicken Alfredo and like some kind of bolognese,
okay,
pasta bolognese,
yeah,
and a salad. So I ate the salad, but I was starving. And I'm like, oh God, all right. And so I ate, like, I tried to scoop off all the bolognese,
no,
off the pasta. And so then I was like, whatever, it's fine, I'll just start over.
Yeah.
And I did, and ever since, I've been completely.
That was the last day?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was my last day, June of 2013.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a long time.
It was a long time.
And you did it way more smarter than I did.
Really?
I kind of just like, oh, today's Friday, I'm gonna be a vegetarian. And then that's kind of how it went.
Wow.
And it would, and yeah.
Cold turkey, you know, that's a pun, isn't it? Cold turkey.
I think so. I would have cold turkey right now.
Right?
But yeah, no, that's cool that you kind of took the time and kind of got the vegetables and the fruits in order.
Yeah.
And then slowly just took yourself out of that place. So what did you do after Weight Watchers was over?
So Weight Watchers is over, and that's when I started to really apply like the beauty detox principles that I read from the book.
Okay.
Which the diet is pretty consistent with where I am today. So what you do is you eat light to heavy, and that's probably really controversial because some people are like, what do you mean light to heavy? So it means you have your veggies, your fruits, everything that's light, easily digestible. So then, like, say, a lot of people like eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
We don't have eggs in the morning. We do it later in the day. And you're like, well, why would you have food later in the day when, you know, like heavy food? Because you can burn it off if you're walking and you're, you know, whatever. But the reality is most people are sedentary throughout the day. So you're not actually burning off those calories. You're burning them when you sleep. If you know what
no,
I mean?
No, it makes
so
sense
you,
to me. Yeah.
Right. So that's what I do. I eat. I had my green smoothie. And then I'll have like fruit, and then I'll have a salad for lunch, maybe pair it with like a soup or something, yeah, light. And then for dinner, I'll have pretty much whatever I want.
Okay.
And because I don't eat meat or eggs or stuff like that, my heavy foods are the pastas, the rice,
okay,
things like that that are heavier.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat very heavy at night. And then, yeah, not even following like all a right diet, I'll go home and have 2 cups of rice and things like that. And people,
oh,
think,
yeah,
I'm crazy. I go, well, I always believe that the calories in general,
yeah,
for the day, for the week,
yeah,
matter. It doesn't matter when.
Oh, I can think that. Yeah.
I always believe that your body doesn't know that it's 5 o'clock or
right
8 o'clock.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, it's that type of thing to where I know a lot of people who won't eat after 8, and they trust that, you know, their body knows it's 8 o'clock. I go, well, does your body know it's 7:55?
Right.
Or something like that. Like, how do you know when your body knows? I go,
right,
big picture, it's all calories.
Right.
I go, if you're under, you'll lose. If you're over, you'll gain.
And okay, we'll have to talk more about this. You have to give me some, yeah, some insight. I really would love to know.
As you're drinking your green smoothie, what's in it? Because it's very, very green.
It is very green. You know why? It's kale.
Okay.
So my base is water. Then I did kale. Then I did spinach. A little piece of ginger because everyone's getting sick. And knock on wood, if that's wood. Or stomp because it's wood. I haven't gotten sick yet, so thank God. But ginger is my secret ingredient for every green smoothie this winter.
Okay.
A little bit of lemon juice and brown pear.
Nice.
Yeah.
How is it?
Very
is it
green.
Okay?
Yeah, very green.
Very green. Well, the kale thing is very green.
It is very, yeah, green. That's why I use 2 leaves. And then, like, you know what really cuts the green flavor? Coconut water.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Ah.
Yeah. So
okay.
It gives you that sweetness, but it also cuts a little bit of the green. So.
Yeah, a little nice tip there. And I see you just really started doing the juicing.
I did. I still a borrowed juicer, but here's, I think it's safe to say that it's kind of mine, because when my cousin gave it to me, she's like, here you go. You might have to like wash it. It's been sitting on the refrigerator. It literally collected dust. Like I had to put it in the dishwasher to get it all cleaned. I hope she doesn't get upset when she hears this. But no, like juicing is it's a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you liking it?
I like it. Yeah. It's, for me, the juicing, sometimes I'll have it for breakfast, but I find that it's too light. So like maybe, like I'll get full and then like half an hour or like 40 minutes later, I'm like, all right, where's the food?
Okay.
And so I'll either make a smoothie or I'll have fruit. I'll still keep it light.
Yeah.
And then like later in the day, like after lunchtime, I'll have it, the juice then. See, I don't, like a lot of people will have a green juice and they'll eat it with their meal. But see, again, this goes back with the beauty detox principles. You know, you want to have that digest first. You want to drink things like that on their own and have it digest properly.
Okay.
Instead of pairing it with your food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you put yourself in a category in terms of vegan, vegetarian, or are you just full on plant-based?
Another controversial button. I don't. And I,
okay.
I just say that I don't eat meat. Plant-based seems to be like the more universal global term, and I prefer it. I like the sound of a plant-based lifestyle. If I had to label myself, that's what I would say. I eat plant-based.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I called you a vegan?
No, it doesn't make me upset.
Vegetarian.
No.
Because I know some people are kind of sketchy about the terms, and they kind of, some people really like having that term in front of their name or across their t-shirt and stuff like that. But.
Right.
Yeah, but some people are just like, no, I just don't eat meat. And that's kind of what I've been saying. I go, everything else stays the same for my diet.
Okay.
I go, I'm just not eating chicken and beef and fish and stuff like that.
I go,
everything else stays the same. Like that was maybe 20% of my diet anyway. So it's not like a huge, huge portion.
Wait, it was 20% and now it's?
Now it's none.
Oh, the meat.
Oh, yeah, the meat wise.
No, the
meat wise. Yeah, no. No, like the chicken and the beef and everything else was maybe 20% of my diet.
Okay.
So all I did was sub that out with something else.
Yeah.
And it's not like the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
No.
No.
So talk to me about how Olive for Green started.
Okay, so Olive for Green started, or the idea started in June of 2013. And this is where I started to explore different recipes. This is where Pinterest came into play. I actually went to bookstores and looked at different vegan recipes.
Okay.
My cousin bought me another book, but it was just all vegan recipes.
Yeah.
So it was really fascinating to see what substitutes, you know, in the vegan world and a non-vegan world.
Yeah.
So I started learning all these things. And since I was a kid, I've always cooked. Like, I gotta find these pictures. But like I'm 8 years old and I'm making pancakes on the stove. Like what 8 year old is cooking food?
Yeah.
And that was me. And my mom, you know, I was always very attached to my mom in that way. She always included me with cooking.
Okay.
So cooking came natural, but now I have to learn how to not do it with meat, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I started writing things down and I'm like, I should like make not a recipe book, but I should have somewhere I document all these recipes. So that's when I don't even know how I got the idea. It might have been a friend or maybe I saw something. I was like, I should start a blog. I don't care if anybody follows me. It's going to be for me.
Yeah.
This is me documenting my recipes. This is my recipe book. That's how I was looking at it. And that's how it started. The picture qualities are not that great.
Do you have the original stuff still up?
I do.
Okay.
The very, very first picture, I will admit I didn't take it. It's a good picture. My cousin took that one. But the other thing was, my cousin said to me, and my cousin, she's like my sister. She's my little angel on my shoulder, always telling me what to do, how, you know, guiding me through life and things. She's just a great motivator in my life. So she said, I just got this new camera and I'm gonna give you my old one. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a fancy camera. Are you gonna let me keep that? She's like, yeah. She's like, you're gonna start your blog. Like, this is my gift to you. And I was like, what? I'm sorry. I felt so lucky. I didn't know what I was doing. They got all these like buttons and So anyway, once, you know, we worked things out and I started taking pictures, and again, they're crappy. If you go all the way back, you'll see them. I actually have, and I'm telling my secrets now, the latest recipe, I think, not the turkeyless meatballs, but there's a spicy zucchini and there's a jalapeno rice. If I don't know if you saw that, but that's actually one from like 2014.
Really?
I deleted the entire post. I was like, the pictures are so bad. If you want, I should probably put that on my Instagram, just the before and after.
Before and after of the transformation.
Like the evolution of, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I retook those and I actually, yeah, I took the same exact recipe. I think there was honey in the original one, so I substituted it for maple syrup.
Okay.
Just, you know, for more of a, well, honey is plant-based. We're not going to get into honey. We're not going to get into that.
I don't even know. Like, I have no clue. I don't know.
It's totally fine. So I'm not even sure if I answered the question. Did I answer the question?
What was the question?
How it got started.
Yeah, how the blogs got started. And
right,
stuff, yeah.
So that's how it was. My cousin gave me a camera. It started off as a recipe book,
for
so
you.
To speak, for me. And then people started following me. And then I had an Instagram just because.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, maybe I can use this as my platform. And it just kind of like spiraled out from there.
Yeah, so how long ago was this?
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
4 years ago this
month.
Was
when the blog
yeah.
started?
Yeah.
This month.
I know.
Wow.
Incredible.
How often are you updating?
I try to do weekly, but with my recent hectic schedule with YouTubing and learning and editing and just trying to make more time in general for other people and not just myself.
Okay.
I try to do once a week. I try to post once a week, but I do post daily on my Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. And in my Instagram story, I have a lot of, I cook, which I was thinking those videos don't get saved. And that's why I wanted to start at the,
YouTube
channel.
Yeah, I know. Like, I think they just added the feature where you can kind of save them
to
your like homepage or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been a benefit to a lot of people.
Oh, right. The highlights.
Yeah. Yes. The highlights. Yeah. But yeah, so you update once a day, Instagram, try to do once a week on the blog,
mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube. Oh my gosh.
YouTube. Why YouTube?
Why YouTube? Partially because, well, this is really interesting to me because, you know, I've been in the lifestyle for 4 years, and 4 years ago, I mean, it's not like it was 1970, but 4 years ago, it was still a foreign concept. I mean, I remember people saying like, what do you mean you don't eat meat? What do you eat then? You know, all those like usual questions, right? All the time.
Full on.
And I don't know what it was or what's resonating recently with people, but they've been reaching out to me, like strangers, random people from all over. Mm. I mean, it's so fascinating. And they're like, you know, do you have a YouTube channel? And I'm like, no, like, is that a bad thing? So they're like, well, no, it's just, and I'm like, no, I get it. It's easier to see,
yeah.
You know, when you see something done, it's better than writing things down. And we live in such a fast paced world that I feel like, you know, yeah, having a blog is cool. And, you know, you have everybody needs that written recipe, but they want to see it.
Yeah.
Like, how is it done? Like, who does that? Is Tasty?
Yeah.
Tasty does the videos.
Quick
videos, right. And I like that style of it too. Again, I'm looking for my niche. I'm trying to decide, do I want that fast paced, this is how you do the recipe, or do I want to do it like pretend I'm on the cooking channel and like, welcome to my kitchen, like kind of thing. Like, let's get started. I don't know yet. But we're working it out. So yeah, YouTube, because we live in a fast paced world, and you know, I, like I said, I've gotten so many requests lately to start it that it just, I feel like I need to do this.
Okay.
I need to do it. Yeah.
So you felt like you needed to do it?
Yeah.
Why hesitate?
Why hesitate? Because I'm really shy. Like, I'm an extreme introvert. It's really easy for me to do the blog because I can write down my thoughts. I've always been a writer. I actually have an entire bachelor's of arts degree in professional writing because I'm that much of an introvert. Like, it's weird to me. And, you know, talking to people, looking at myself to have to edit these videos, it's all very foreign. I've always been the quiet kid in the back of the class. Like, that's me.
Okay.
And now I feel like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm changing in a weird way. I don't know how, but it's I'm changing. And it's interesting for me to say that because, you know, you hear people say it all the time, like, oh, this lifestyle changing. And I'm not saying that, you know, being a vegetarian changed me, but it changed my life. And with that change, I feel it feels good. I feel good every day. I feel like I want to give back. I want this lifestyle makes me feel so good that I want to share it. And I want people to talk to me. I want to talk to people about it. So if that's my small contribution to the world, I feel like this is what I need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So will the YouTube thing continue, or is this just the start of it, right?
Well, it's kind of like it is the start of it.
Okay.
I do want to do daily, or not, oh my God, daily, I would.
Daily would be amazing.
It would consume my entire my entire life.
Daily food videos would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be amazing? Oh. Wow, that's 365 recipes.
I follow this guy. He does almost daily fitness videos.
No.
And fitness vlogs.
Really?
Like, and it's the most amazing thing.
Wow.
And he talked about like his behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I go, it's his whole life. He'll wake up with the camera, film, edit as he's filming that day's video. Film more, edit, film, edit, film, edit, and then piece it, toss it out there 10, 11 o'clock the next morning.
That's admirable.
I go, but that's the whole life.
Yeah, that's your entire life.
But I think it's so cool.
I mean, hey, if you can find that balance, I need tips. Because I'm out thinking once a week, and for me, once a week is like, you know, how can I do this and fit everything else in? And especially, I get it, like, we're learning, and I think you're fairly new to this whole thing with me. So we're kind of on equal footing. Yeah. And, you know, just learning how to edit and figuring, oh, God, I wish I would have knew that 3 days ago. Because it took me, oh my gosh, I remember editing the first video. It literally took me 2 days. And on the second day, 8 hours, on the eighth hour, I figured it out. I was like,
oh,
what
God.
Is happening? So maybe, you know, I'm slow now, but so maybe it'll turn into twice a week later.
Yeah.
But for now, with a full-time job, with trying to do my blog, trying to post daily on Instagram, you know, and I'm actually trying to do food prep for people. So there's so much.
Yeah.
And there's just, there's one me, and there's 24 hours in a day, and I need to sleep for five of those, right?
At least, hopefully more.
Right, like, I know.
Like, I'm saying six or seven.
Right.
But five is like cutoff time.
I think I slept 6 hours last night.
One time. Like that one time
that
back then.
That was just one time. So yeah, once a week, hopefully we will.
Okay.
You will see me on YouTube, or now they have this cool thing where you can hit a button on your cell phone, and if you have a smart TV, boom, you're on your TV.
Yeah.
So talk about.
I know,
about,
talk about weird.
Right. Right.
Yeah. YouTube channel name?
Oh, Olive for Greens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everywhere across the board.
Everywhere is Olive for Greens. Yeah, if you... I'm not sure if you put that in Google, would have come up, but...
It probably will.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're taking over
so,
the internet.
So, random question. Have you Googled yourself?
You know what? It's been years. And when I Googled my full name, there was a doctor in California. I'm not a doctor, and I don't live in California.
Yeah.
But I haven't recently, no.
Yeah, my name is pretty common.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody started following me. With my name.
I
screenshotted
so
it. I go, like, what is this? Like, no, it's way too weird.
Yeah.
Their underscore was on one end, mine's on the other end, and then that was it.
Right?
I go, no, I may have to take you out. And there's like, there could only be one of us.
I should do that right now. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, so with your recipes, you say you're trying to do one blog every week, right?
Yeah.
Where do you get the inspiration for your recipes?
I would say that's a toughie because I kind of get them from everywhere. But like I said, I guess in the beginning I was more focused on creating new things, and now I'm focused on creating things that are more familiar with people.
Okay.
So I'm Puerto Rican, and people are like, so where are those Spanish recipes live? And I'm like, oh, so what happened was, but no, this year, that's another big project that I'm working on, all vegan Spanish food.
Really?
Yeah, like Spanish, like, oh, mostly Puerto Rican. What would you say?
No, that's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to actually going to try to get my mom into some of the videos and my aunt, you know, to just to make it more authentic.
Yeah.
They're probably going to look at me like I'm crazy when I say, Mom, I have my own sasong. Like, let's not use that one. She's going to be like, what? What do you mean? So yeah, my new thing is working on some Spanish recipes. So my inspiration comes from recently is going to be my culture. And before it came from a lot of... Not a lot of requests, but like my friends, like, hey, I want to make mac and cheese. Like, how can you veganize that? And, you know, I like hot dogs. How can we do that? And I actually have a hot dog recipe.
Really?
Yeah, it's made out of carrots. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen that one. I've seen the carrot bacon.
Oh, the carrot bacon. Yeah, I made that for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's not on my blog because I feel like I need to work out the kinks.
Okay.
It tastes good, but to me, it's not bacony enough. Or not smoky enough.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it needs. Maybe like liquid smoke or smoked paprika. I'm not sure. But I feel like if there's a really good carrot bacon recipe out there, I need it. It's good, but it's not like, for me, the coconut bacon though, that is a winner.
Really?
Yeah, I should have bought you some. I had some in my
coconut
fridge.
Coconut bacon.
I know. It's really good.
It's like, I've been doing this for a couple months and it's still like the weirdest thing ever.
I know. Of
people like, yeah, coconut. And then I did the... vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah.
With the cashews and the nutritional yeast and everything. And I'm putting everything in the blender.
Yeah.
I go, there's no way.
Right?
I go, there's no way. I'm just supposed to put water in here and it's supposed to turn into cheese.
Right?
I'm blending. I'm like, oh my God, it's like magic.
Right. And I'm pouring it. Like, that looks like cheese.
Yeah, I remember I had a bunch of, like, in the bowls and somebody in my house ate it, not knowing it was vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And I go, was it good? They go, yeah. Didn't tell them anything. I go, all right, fine. They didn't know.
Right.
They had no clue. They go, yeah, it was mac and cheese. It was fine. Yeah. I go, all right, good.
Just, that's awesome.
But yeah, it's so weird.
I know.
But it's amazing that you can just take one thing, change it,
right,
make it that something else, but healthier and more plant-based.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Last night, I actually made vegan mac and cheese. So my cousin, she has four kids, but three live in her house. And so last night I made this vegan mac and cheese, but the one is allergic to nuts. So, you know, cashews is like the main thing that you need to get that creamy. So I said to her, well, I have a recipe for you. And I don't know if you've seen it. And I have it on my blog. It doesn't have any cashews in it. But what you do is you make a roux. So that's butter and vegan butter, of course, and flour and water. And so you kind of get like almost like a gravy, right? And then you boil, here's the weird part, carrots, white potato, onion, and garlic. And you put those in a little pot and you boil it all together. Then you ladle out the veggies and you put some of that veggie water, you know, from the veggies you had. Add your roux to the blender and nutritional yeast, of course, because that's the real secret ingredient there. Yeah. And that was it. We poured it over the pasta. She's like, Liv, how did you do that?
That's amazing.
And I was just like, it's a gift.
I am blessed with the powers.
But yeah, so you don't even need the cashews. Like carrots and white potato, you're like,
there it is. Yeah, I seen that recipe like kind of afterwards. I thought, well, I should try this one out and see which one I like. Yeah.
Totally.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So talk to me, because at first I didn't know this was you. Raunchy Greens Apparel.
Okay, Raunchy Greens. All right.
Yes.
So here's the whole thing behind it.
I have a favorite t-shirt too.
You
I may
do?
Order it. Yeah, I'll let you tell the story, but I'm going to definitely get one.
Okay, well, that's cool. So here's what happened. People, I think when they hear veganism or they hear vegetarianism, they think everything's all whimsical and unicorns and there's just like, oh, there's like this amazing people or these weird people or these hippies, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's not true. And I always feel like there's always like, I feel like everybody has two sides of them, like not a Jekyll and Hyde because that's really extreme, but there's always two sides to us. There's like this. Like, for me personally, it's like, there's me, and then there's this, like, raunchy side. Like, I like weird things. And I feel like Raunchy Greens is Olive for Greens' alter ego.
Okay.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, so, like, I'm all, here's my food. eat it, like it. And Raunchy's like, you're gonna eat it, try it. Yeah. And it's all cursing, and I'm not gonna do that on here because this is Olive for Greens right now. But yeah, so Raunchy Greens is like, Olive for Greens is, is that a word?
Greens. I just add four more S's.
Yeah, so that's my alter ego. Okay. It's the not so nice side, so to speak.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
That you kind of came up with that.
Yeah, well, I can't take 100% credit for it. Again, my cousin.
Yeah.
I'm going to say her name. It's Monique. My cousin, Monique, she and I kind of came up with it because we're the two that sit together and we just laugh all day.
Yeah.
You know, and we're like, we should totally do that t-shirt thing. So we just started writing these names down and these titles. Like, I like it raw, but really it's kind of like that game Dirty Minds.
Yeah.
Where it's not dirty at all. You just, that's where your head is.
You had the vegetables on there and stuff.
Right, yeah. So, you know, you like raw. What do you mean you... Oh, the veggies. Oh, like, well, what did you think I meant, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's going okay. I haven't done any marketing or anything for it yet, only because I wanted to see how people were going to react to it.
Okay.
But I'm going to start looking more into it, again, like, with the whole YouTube thing and trying to edit videos. That's an entire project. Also trying to do meal prep for people, a whole nother project. Three giant projects as one, I feel like I need to slow down sometimes. So I'm kind of just letting it marinate, putting it out there, and I'll probably start within a couple weeks, like, promoting it more.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's coming? Well, you have YouTube, you have the apparel, you have the blog.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Just the meal prepping part.
Oh, meal prepping.
Yeah, meal prepping for people. That's the next big thing, I think. Because again, people DMing me, hey, I live in Philly too, or I just live a few minutes away. How about that meal prep? And I'm like, I'm thinking, well, why can't you make it yourself? Right? Because I have the recipes for you. But then I'm like, well, no, this is my chance. Like, I can actually cook for people. You know, because the funny thing is, I invite people to my house all the time. I'm like, you know, yeah, just come over. And they're like, what? And they like throws them back. So I actually think, since, like, with all the invitations that I've given people, one person came to my house. Like, I barely knew them. They came over and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my next big thing is meal prepping. So
okay.
Look out for it.
I do that.
You do that?
Yes.
For other people?
Yes.
Oh.
It's
because I saw your recent
it's
one.
It's interesting. Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I eat a lot. So. But no, it's people feel as though they don't have the time or want to spend the time to cook for themselves.
Right.
So that's where people like you and I come in and go, hey, I do this too. I have the time somewhere along the line.
Right, somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Just we'll find it somewhere. Yeah. But no, it's a cool thing to do. And
yeah.
It's helping people and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, again, a way to help people. And you know what? I was also thinking, if I do this for them, they might say, I can do this.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that I said. I was watching other people, you know, cook this vegan and vegetarian food, and I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think it's great.
I've given people, like, instructions on how to make their sweet potatoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I go, cut them, put this on them, put it in an oven for this long, take them out, mix them, put them back in for this long.
Yeah, and you know what? I've actually DM'd people, like, random recipes because they've asked, and I'm like, yeah, I can whip something up real quick. And I think that is interesting that even like a 2-minute video with how to do something, and you think it's so simple, but for someone else, they're like, wow, that was great, that was easy.
Yeah.
So again, it goes back to why I started YouTube too. It's easy for people to see it.
Yeah, no, definitely, especially with what you're doing, it's a lot easier for people to follow along.
Right.
With Olivia's cooking show on YouTube.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm trying to push that out there and just go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. So we talked weight loss, we talked website, blog, Instagram, YouTube, meal prep. Is there a book coming?
You know what? That's so funny that you said that. Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that because literally last night I sent a friend of mine I do have a book. It's an ebook. It's not like you can't get a hard copy yet, I guess. Oh. And last night I got the final edits back for it. So hopefully again within the next few weeks. I can't really put a timestamp on these things, but the ebook has, I've actually been working on it for almost a year now. And I think she's ready. I think she's ready for the world. There are, I want to say, there are over 30 recipes, and at least 30 of those are brand new, like never on my blog. Actually, the carrot dogs, the vegan hot
dogs.
That's
where they're at?
Yeah, they're in there.
Okay.
So I might actually have to make a YouTube video for that. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
But yeah, I do have a book. That's funny. I don't know how I forgot about that, because I was up till 3 a.m. almost trying to
find the time.
Yeah.
There's time. Exactly. Yeah, there's time there.
Yeah.
Ebook.
An ebook, yeah. That'll probably be launched. I'm gonna give myself a month.
Is this testing the waters for an actual hard copy?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so. That's really exciting. It's also very scary to think about that. You know? Like, to get my own actual book.
That you can go in the store and go,
right,
that's mine.
Right. Yeah, or nowadays, just go on Amazon and click and have it delivered. But yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah.
You should. I'm putting that out into the world.
I know. There's a store right
You definitely
the
should. Yeah.
This boomerang back.
Yeah.
And
so people can hear and go, yeah, she should. Yeah. She really should.
Yeah. Thanks.
Is there anything you want to tell the people listening about everything you do? Like a message for everyone listening?
I do. I want to say that I know it gets frustrating. Life gets frustrating. And if people, not everybody's on a weight loss journey, but if you are on a weight loss journey, I feel like you need to be patient with yourself. Like I said, it took me almost a year to take 50 pounds off. And I feel like at first that's what it was about. But as you adopt the lifestyle, not that you have to be vegetarian at all, but as you adopt a different lifestyle in general, you grow. And from there, you change as a person. And when you stop focusing on, I wanna lose weight, I wanna be skinny, I wanna be fit, I wanna be healthy, it'll happen by itself. If you make the right decisions, it'll happen naturally. If you focus on just your everyday, your now, what's on your plate, you know, what you're gonna make for dinner. Don't drive yourself crazy, but if you focus on that and say, you know, it'll come natural to you one day. So I would just say be patient. And for people who aren't healthy and maybe don't need to lose weight at all but aren't healthy, because there are plenty of people like that.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, maybe look at my blog. Most of the things are healthy. Maybe 98%.
Okay.
Because I don't use vegetable oils and a whole bunch of other things, but white rice and stuff like that. I would just say, again, be patient with yourself. Make one decision at a time, one meal at a time, and one day at a time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And last question.
Yeah.
Where can everybody find you at?
Oh.
Promote yourself.
Okay. So olivefor.greens.com. Instagram /Olive for Greens, Facebook/Olive for Greens, and YouTube, not YouTube /Olive for Greens, because they don't do that.
You need a certain amount of views.
Ah,
yes.
So we'll work on that.
Yes.
But for now, if you just type in Olive for Greens on YouTube, it should pop up.
Okay.
Because I did try that. I didn't Google myself, but I did go on YouTube and type that in.
Make sure it came up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's. Yeah, and actually the link in my bio now for Instagram is my YouTube. Because underneath my YouTube videos, you can actually just link right into my blog from there.
Yeah, never-ending cycle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that's it.
Thank you for coming out.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you for talking.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
This is really exciting. And I'll say it here, I haven't interviewed in 5 years or more.
You did great.
This was interesting.
Hopefully, we got it all on record.
Yeah, thanks.